Hello, welcome to High Plains Public Radio. This is Freddie Gipp. I'm an enrolled member of the Apache Tribe of Oklahoma, and my Indian name is Saint Tompa, meaning lead horse in the Kiowa language. This is my book by Uneducated. Educated is a book with many challenging viewpoints, sometimes teetering on the believability that it is Tara Westover's lived experiences. There is not one great way to approach any chapter, since each one begs the examination of her life at a different angle. She has lived through abuse, being ostracized from the majority of her family, and a journey towards self-determined education. Throughout the memoir, Westover follows the pattern of a circle when it comes to her education. In her early years, she is more accepting of the doctrine that is her father, Val. He runs the family as a dictatorship, and most of the members are none of the wiser for a period of time. However, her father's reign is governed through a cloud of mental illness. Throughout the chapters, he often seems to not process the life-threatening situations he put his children in, and when himself when scraping. His devout beliefs in religion and God almost send many members of his family to an early resting place. With this kind of upbringing, the initial lines of what might be considered healthy are blurred for Westover, and often lead to her second-guessing herself as she ages. In its essence, Educated is about abuse, and the many ways both the abusers and enablers distort reality, both for their victims and themselves. On countless occasions, the actions of Westover's family, specifically her father and brother Sean, are diluted or denied in an effort to undermine the pain of being inflicted. This hazy cloud of protection keeps Tara from coming back to the scene of the crimes on more than one occasion. It is almost as if she is trying to prove herself. The abuse and the instability are real. Almost as if the longer if she is away from her home in the mountains, the more likely that she is embellishing her experiences and should go home. Throughout the majority of this memoir, Westover allows the narrative of others to be imposed upon her. From the early rants of her father to the violent outbursts and apologies of Sean, every step that she takes to define herself and her own thoughts come at a price. She is constantly making decisions to either confine herself to her strongholds of abuse or piece together an understanding of the world of herself at a cost of forgiving and releasing her past. This is Freddie Gipp. I was born and raised in Lawrence, Kansas, where I graduated from the University of Kansas in 2016 with a degree in strategic communications from the William Allen White School of Journalism. I currently run my own small consulting firm called Lead Horse LLC, which focuses on utilizing Native American powwow celebrations as an effective economic driver for urban and rural communities. And you are listening to High Plains Public Radio.
HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. Click HPPR Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org. Like us on Facebook.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath.